Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break every, break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say to
break every, break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There's an arm. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen, amen. You can always find that praise down in your spirit when you're thankful, when you're grateful. Hallelujah. You know, we don't wake ourselves up in the morning, but God's mercies are renewed every morning. And I thank God for that today. I thank him for an opportunity to be in the land of the living. I thank him for this platform with New Destiny Ministries, a time of reflection. I thank God for each and every one of our callers, our listeners, those that go back into the archives and listen to these messages. We thank God for you. Thank God for all of our supporters. Amen, amen, that tune in on a daily basis. Amen. It's because of you that we're still here. It's because of you that we still have a mind to continue to share the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Today is Friday. I know some say, thank God it's Friday. Amen. We say, provoke Friday. Well, we're going to provoke some of our listeners today to trust in God. We're going to provoke somebody today to know that there's healing for your situation. We're going to provoke somebody today that know that will know after today that you are empowered. Amen. You are empowered, amen, for every situation of life, anything that you may be going through. Hallelujah. God already have a way for you to escape. Oh, I bless him today. I give him glory. Amen. Amen. Just like to send a shout out to my baby granddaughter, my youngest granddaughter, turning 19 years old on today. I'm so very proud of her, Rayel Benoit. Amen. So I just want to say happy birthday. Granny loves you. Amen. I'm so very proud of Rayelle. She's been a beautiful young lady. She has followed my instructions, and as a result of that, she is now reaping the benefits of God. Amen. Oh, amen. The Bible says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. Hallelujah. For this is good for you. Amen, amen. So she's been a very sweet young lady just going on, and she's graduated last year, and she's in college this year, and she's just pursuing the things that God has placed in her heart. But what's so remarkable about her today, I did a post and put it on a little happy birthday greeting, and I thought about Rayelle, how consistent and how faithful she has been, Mother Charity, to giving her tithes and her offerings. And, you know, she learned that at an early age. The other girls, they've been hitting and missing. But Rayelle is faithful. She's been faithful to giving her tithes and her offering. And when she get paid, she makes sure she get 10% of that check, and she dedicated and put it aside for the Lord's use. Amen. And because of that, she's a recipient of God's blessings. Amen. I tell you, she's at a college in Fresno, California. She's living independently. She's working and going to school. And I'm just so proud of her. Amen. You know, the Bible tells us in Malachi 3:10 to bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. Amen. And then the scripture said, let me just read this, because Lord have mercy, I didn't know how the Lord was going to lead us on today. But nevertheless, I thank him for what he's doing right now. Amen. I'm going to turn to that scripture. Amen. Because as I began to think about Rayelle on today, I thought about how her faithfulness and how she has given her tithes. Amen. And I tell you, it's a blessing when you can give back to the Lord. Remember, God has everything, and everything belongs to him. Let me go quickly to that Malachi. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That is the last book in the Old Testament. Amen. And I'm going to read that into your hearing. It says Malachi 3:10. I'm going to read 10 through 12. Ah, God, and I don't know why you're taking me here today, but you know, amen. It says, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. and prove me now, herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And verse 11 says, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your grounds, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations, listen to this, and all nations shall call you blessed. Ah! For ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Oh, I thank God for that scripture on today. Amen. I thank God. Amen. 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 Once again, we just want to greet you all. I had to open up the way the Lord took me today. Amen. I just wanted to greet you all in the awesome, matchless name of Jesus. Once again, thank you. This is Friday evening, and we're going to close out as we've been dealing for 2 weeks on our subject matter, our destiny focus, healing for our issues. Amen. I see Mother Charity on the line. That's the only one I see on the line. I hope this blog talk is working pretty good today. So I'm going to go on and open up Mother line. Praise the Lord, Mother. How you doing?
Yeah, God bless you. Amen. I'm blessed. Amen. How you all feeling? Amen. It's just good. Amen. For another day that the Lord has blessed us. Amen. Mm. To open our eyes to see the day and being in our right mind today, we owe it all unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Mm. God is good unto his people and good to those who don't even have their mind stayed upon him.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God blesses the just and the unjust. Hallelujah.
Come on, Mother.
God is equal and he's just in all of his ways. Hallelujah. And he will do what's right. I just praise the Lord today, amen, for all of his blessings and his goodness, amen, that he has showed to the children of men. Hallelujah. Mm. I'm very much encouraged to walk with the Lord, hallelujah, in the beauty of holiness and righteousness. God bless you today, amen, and bless the program today. God bless his people. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I thank him, amen. God bless you too and strengthen his people, amen, in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Mother. We're going to ask Mother to open with the word of prayer for us, and we're going to get on in to this session today. I'm not going to hold long, but I'll just be speaking just the word that God put in my spirit on this morning as we close out this subject matter. We don't know what the Lord is going to say for next week, but I know one thing that we have heard so much from the different speakers that came forth these past 2 weeks on healing for our issues, and we should be encouraged and we should be strengthened. But I'm asking them to open up with a word of prayer, and then I'll give you just what the Lord has given me on today. God bless, Mother. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to our great King.
Lord of God.
Father God. Hallelujah.
Oh,
my Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just thank you today, Lord, and we bless you today in the name of Jesus, oh God, for all of thy goodness that you have shown to the children of men today. We praise and we thank you, hallelujah, even for another Block Talk radio show. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just glorify your great name today, Lord, for you are so great. Lord, you are greatly to be praised, my God. Oh, Savior, hallelujah. Inspire, oh God, your people today. Help them, my God, to keep their minds stayed upon thee. Glory to God, and keep oppressing our soul, oh God. Lord, we need your help today. Hallelujah, and all our help coming from the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus today. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to our great God today. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, my Savior, that you will bless today, Lord. Oh, God, that you will have your way today. Hallelujah. That you will speak unto the hearts of your people today. Hallelujah. Oh, God, strengthen your people, Lord. Encourage the heart of your people. Lord, we need your help today, Lord. We can do nothing without thee, my Savior. In the name of Jesus, we are able to do all things through Christ Jesus that strengtheneth us. Hallelujah. Strengthen your people today, my God. Hallelujah. Help us to stretch out on your powerful words of life. In the name of Jesus, glory to our great God. Oh, send your word today, Lord. Hallelujah. Help somebody, my God, today. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, my Savior, glory to God. Let somebody be encouraged today. In the name of Jesus, my God, speak unto our hearts today. Hallelujah. And help us, oh God. Help us, Lord. We need your help, my Savior. Hallelujah. We can do nothing without you, my God. In the name of Jesus, for you are our strength, oh God, today. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, the flesh is weak, Lord, but the spirit is willing. My God, in the name of Jesus today, oh, we praise your holy name, my God. We lift you up, my Savior, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. You said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I draw men unto me. Draw somebody today, Lord. Encourage somebody today. In the name of Jesus, my God. Oh, Lord, we rebuke the very powers of darkness. In the name of Jesus, glory be to our great God. Oh, Savior, hallelujah. Oh, let your name be glorified. Let your holy name be magnified today. Let all flesh be silent, my God, that you might be praised. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Go with us now, Lord. Be with us, O God. We'll certainly praise you, my God. Oh, Lord, word Sister Bernard's mouth today in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help her to speak, my God, what you would have us to know. My Savior, and we'll praise you, Lord, and we'll glorify your great name. In Jesus' blessed name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Mother. We appreciate that. I was just contemplating. I had posted that I was trying to rebroadcast a message that Dr. Winston Singleton had spoken on healing relationships in August of last year, but I wasn't able to get the certain points together, whereas you stop and you know where the message started and you know where it ends. My computer wouldn't let me do that today, even though I downloaded it. I wasn't sure of how it was going to come out. So therefore, I just did not air it. Amen. So as I was up this morning and I was just reading a little bit and asking the Lord to have his way, amen, sometimes we have things in our mind, amen, and the things we have in our mind, sometimes God allow us to carry that through.
That's right.
God intercept it where we can't carry it through, and that's what just about happened on today. So anyway, God always have a word. God always,
always
have a word.
Always. Thank you, Lord.
So we're talking about healing for our issues, and I thank God for Sister Ruby. I see Sister Ruby on the line, so I'm going to open your lines because I want to have some interaction today with our audience. Amen. So as I began to just got up this morning, I thought about this was my granddaughter's birthday, and I didn't get a card in the mail to her in a timely fashion. And when I called her, she was like, "That's not like you, Granny." I said, "Well, okay, I know it's not like me, but I didn't get it off. But still, I wanted to call and wish her a happy birthday and tell her how very proud I was." And as I stated, Sister Ruby wasn't on the line, but I was telling Mother Charity and saying to the audience, I read Malachi 3:10-12, and I was saying how faithful and consistent that Rahel has been in giving her tithes and our offering, and because of that, she has reaped the blessings of the Lord. And I was just sharing that with the audience today, and I read those three scriptures. You know, it is a blessing. We are, when God blesses us, we are to be a blessing to others. Amen. We're just not blessed for ourselves, but we're blessed to be a blessing. And that's what Abraham did. Abraham paid tithes to,
yes,
Melchizedek. Amen. So, you know, God, and even when the woman of God, Deborah, went to meet Solomon, she brought gifts to Solomon. Amen.
Yes.
So the least, it was blessed by the greater. Amen. So I just was thinking on those things, and as I did, I went to Second Peter. Amen. And as we're continuing on and closing out this subject matter, healing for our issues, I say, Lord, now I couldn't get that up with Winnie, Dr. Singleton, teaching on healing relationships, I say, but we're still talking about healing for our issues. So the Lord took me out. Well, I took myself, really. I had to go there, but he dropped this in my spirit in 2 Peter. So I'm going to read a little bit, and then I'm going to get some interaction from Mother, and I see Sister Ruby on the line. Amen. You know, Fridays is a little slow sometime unless you got, you know, somebody on here that people know, and then they'll tune on in. And then people have other things that they're doing, and that's fine. That's fine. But you know what? God has put this this mandate on my life to be here on this line, and no matter what come or go, I'm here. If I'm not here, then the Lord always bless where we have a backup, somebody to be able to come on and expound on the Word of God. So turn quickly with us to 2 Peter chapter 1, and I'm going to be reading out the King James Version, but I did may bring in some other translations. Amen. But this is what I was taught. This is what I got all of my teaching and all of my maturity came by the way of King James. Amen. So this is all I know. This is all I know. But it's good to have other interpretation because, well, again, we're in the 21st century. We know God doesn't change. His word doesn't change. Amen. But sometimes you can get another translation of a word, and you get a better understanding of exactly what they're saying. So let's start in 2 Peter chapter 1, and I want to really bring out these keys, and as we go on, we'll see that in verse 5 through 7, God is telling us what to add. What to add, what we need to add, where we'll be able to heal and we'll be able to handle these issues that arise in our life. Amen. So verse 1 says, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ. So we all know that the apostle Peter wrote this letter. Amen. It says, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained. He's talking about those that have already received this. He said, obtain like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
He says,
grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Godliness, what is that word godliness? Godliness means to conform to the laws and the wishes of God. So that means whatever God delights in, you ought to be ready to conform to all of God's wishes and all of his laws.
Amen.
And all of the things that he delights in. So he said, through the knowledge of him that had called us to glory and virtue. So God just didn't call us to glory, but he's calling us to virtue. And in a little bit, we're going to get into those words. In verse 4, but I want to read this out, and then we'll get on into how the Lord wants to speak to us today. Verse 4 says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. So God has given us exceeding great. So that's
thank
beyond
you.
The
thank
regular
you,
greatness.
Yeah.
When it's exceeding, it's gone beyond the norm.
My
am I correct,
Lord.
Mother? Sister
that's
Ruby,
right.
Anytime something is exceedingly, it's
yes.
above the norm. So
that's
God
right.
has given to us exceeding great
my God.
And precious promises.
Yeah,
so
Lord.
Guess what? No matter what we're going through, if God have already given us great and exceeding great and precious promises, then that means whatever comes upon us, God already knows about it.
He already
knows. He knows before it even comes.
Oh,
come
yes.
He said he know our thoughts from afar. That by
so.
These you might be partakers of the divine nature. Oh, you better watch out. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world. God
oh,
has made
glory,
the
glory.
Way for us to escape this corruption that is in the world.
Lord.
Through lust. How well you may say, well, Sister Bernal, what you mean? Escape. I have to deal with this every day. Yes, you have to deal with it every day. But God said when the tempter comes, Jesus, he already have made a way for us to escape. God
right.
has an escape route. Hallelujah. You know something coming up. In the different projects and things, they used to have these escape routes. The ladder would come now. When I used to go and visit my aunt in the Magnolia Project, you know they had a ladder called a fire escape, and that thing would let down if anything happened. They could go out the window and let down and get on out. So that's what God has prepared for us. He got an escape route for us.
Yes,
amen.
Because
yes. we know that there's no good thing that's in our flesh. And all dwelling in the world, all that is in us, the Bible says, is the pride of life, the pride of the eye, and the lust of the eye. All of this stuff is in us.
That's right.
It's in us. It's in us, and it's in our very nature.
Yes,
he
it
said,
is.
But we are partakers of the divine nature. So that means, guess what? This when we get born again, when we go down in Jesus, oh God, you better watch Jesus. When we get baptized in the name of Jesus and we get full of his spirit, we take on a divine nature.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Because yes.
we have experienced. God, this word is saying we've already escaped the corruption that is in
glory,
the world.
Glory.
But we have to believe this. We have to take on this divine nature.
Thank
how do
you,
we
Jesus.
Take on this divine nature? By believing God's word. Hallelujah. By trusting in him. Yeah, yeah, no,
yes. Yes. Oh, yes.
By knowing that his promises are sure. God can't renege on his promise. If you turn quickly, oh, God, help me today. Help
oh,
me
yeah.
today. Turn quickly to Acts. Turn quickly to the book of Acts. Oh, God, why are you going here today? Hey, Jesus, I don't know why, but God knows. Acts, hallelujah, Acts chapter 1. Oh, God, hallelujah, Jesus. Where is my Bible? I got two and three Bibles here. Y'all bear with me.
Let's go
bless
right
the Lord. Bless
before we get right on into this message.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Day, but it's for somebody. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
He's saying today that we have to put on the divine nature of God. Let's turn to Acts. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Acts chapter 1. We got to know that God's promise is assured. Amen. Can you all hear me pretty good?
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says, turn to Acts chapter 1, and this is Jesus talking. He said, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And
that's
ye
so.
Shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth.
Yeah.
What is he saying? You're going to receive power. Power. After the Holy Ghost come, ye shall receive power, and ye
Amen.
Shall be witnesses unto me. Now,
yes.
I just want to ask a question. If this says this in Acts 1, chapter 8, after the Holy Ghost come, you shall be witness. Then if you don't have the Holy Ghost, how are you a witness for God?
Amen.
Mother, can you explain how in the world that we can become a witness for God without the Holy Ghost?
You can't
Jesus
do it.
All the disciples, after you have been endowed with power.
All right, all right.
He told them, I'm going to send you a comforter. That comforter
yes.
is the Holy Ghost. After you've been endowed with power, then you're going to become a witness.
After.
This divine nature causes you to have a built-in, God watch you today.
Thank you, Jesus.
You have a built-in, escape route. You know
that's
why?
Right, that's right.
Because you have the Holy Ghost, and you have power to refrain. You have power to denounce. You have power to declare. You have power to decree. You have power to prophesy. You have power to lay hands. Ah, God, I bless you today.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
You shall receive power. We're talking about healing for our issues. I find that there is no healing for some people's issues because they don't have the Holy Ghost.
My Lord Jesus.
They don't have the Holy Ghost. They haven't been buried in his name. Hallelujah. So you say, well, how are they preaching and teaching this gospel? Easily. Easily. He says, some going to come and preach and teach in my name. But I'm going to tell them in that day, I never knew you.
Never knew you.
There's
Thank
false
you, Lord.
Prophets. False prophets.
Yes.
And they're on the scene, baby. And they're coming as an angel of light. But they're raving wool. Raving wool. Glory to God.
Yes.
Y'all better take heed today. We're talking
you,
about
Jesus.
Healing for our issues. So let me read this verse 4 again. We're at 2 Peter chapter 1. Y'all don't know most shy, y'all. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4 says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises.
Precious promises.
That by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature.
Oh, yes.
Having escaped the corruption that is in the world. We
Thank
God
you,
already
Jesus.
Have a built-in mechanism. A built-in power in us where we are able to escape. We don't have to succumb to the wiles of the devil. The Bible says, resist the devil, and he shall flee.
resist the devil. So God has given us power to resist some things. So why are we falling victim? Why are we falling prey?
Lord,
you know what?
Mercy.
'Cause some of us need the Holy Ghost. Some of us ain't got we don't have the Holy Ghost. Those of us that do, we need a refilling. The Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Jesus.
How do we know if one have the Holy Ghost, Mother? Come on, give me some feedback, Mother. Sister Ruby.
Amen. Because you overcoming the things of your flesh. Things you used to do, you don't do it no more. Amen. It's a difference in your lifestyle. Hallelujah. It's a difference in your wants. Mm. You don't desire those things you used to do no more. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
And God gives you help. You don't want to do them things of your flesh no more. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh yes. But my Bible also tells me, Mother,
that there, after the Holy Ghost come, there will be some signs.
Yes.
There has to be some signs. The Bible tells me these signs shall follow them that believe.
Yes.
Okay. And to know that a person has the Holy Ghost, you got to speak in a new tongue.
That's right.
After the Holy Ghost come, you shall receive power.
You get power.
The evidence of that power is you speaking in a new tongue.
Hallelujah.
You have to speak. So if you got the Holy Ghost, guess what? My former pastor, Bishop Winston Singleton, said, if you spoke once,
you should be able to speak again.
Mark 17 says, and these signs shall follow them that believe.
Yeah.
In my name shall they cast out devils.
Yes.
They shall speak. Glory to God. They shall speak.
Said so.
Woo! Glory. Let me go back to this. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let me go back. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's turn to that Mark. Glory to God. We got to get an understanding of why we're going through.
Lord, help us, Lord.
Let's go to Mark 16, and let's read from 15 on 9. I'm trying to get to 2 Peter where I was supposed to be. Hallelujah. But the Lord is taking me a different way. But we're going to get there. Mark 16, verse 15 through 18 says, and he said unto them, this is Jesus talking, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned.
That's the word.
Signs shall follow them that believe.
Amen.
In my name shall they cast out devils.
Hallelujah.
Those that are baptized, those, hallelujah, that have taken on this name. He said, my name, in whose name?
In Jesus' name
shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues.
They
shall take up serpents. The Bible says we shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them.
And glory.
They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall
Cover.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay.
Oh, man.
That's what
amen.
My Bible tells me. Hallelujah. Sister Ruby, I'm going to need you to, if you're at your computer, to pull up your computer. No, it's okay. It's okay now. It's back up. Amen. It's back up. That's all right. The devil is a lie.
Okay? Amen.
So we're talking about healing for our issues. We're not experiencing true healing because guess what? Many of us don't have the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
That's why we keep dibbling and dabbling.
That's praise
why
the Lord.
We can't witness effectively. When I say we, I'm talking about myself too. Because if
thank
I'm not
you,
living what God has called me to live, then guess what? I become a sounding brass and tinkling cymbal. I can't teach and preach this gospel, and then I not adhere to it?
Amen.
Help us today, Jesus.
Oh,
I didn't
yes,
know how
yes,
Lord,
Lord
was going with this. But let's go back. We're going to go back to 2 Peter. We're going back to 2 Peter. Oh, glory to God. Lord, I bless you today.
Yes, Lord.
2 Peter chapter 1. I might need Sister Ruby to get this for me. I'm back up. All right. We were at verse 4 for those that have tuned in late. Okay. So we're saying, the Apostle Peter is saying, we have already been given exceeding great and precious promises. We already are partakers of God's divine nature. And we have
right.
escaped the corruption that's in the world through lust. Now,
thank you, Lord.
After we've done all of this, now Peter is telling us, and beside all of this, given all diligence, what does that word diligence mean? It says to be constant. And earnest in effort to accomplish what is undertaken.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be constant. You have to be earnest in your effort. So he said, and beside this, giving all diligence, being earnest, being constant in your effort, then we are, God is requiring some things of us. After
yeah.
we have taken on his divine nature, he said, then I want you to add to your faith. So what is that? Well, when we say faith, all faith is to have confidence, to have trust in a person or a thing, to believe, to have a belief based on something that you can't see. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
That's what the faith is. Believing on those things that you don't see, yet you believe it. See, you don't have to see it, but you have to believe it.
Amen.
And if you believe it, then you're able to envision it.
Oh,
yeah. You can envision
hallelujah.
It after you believe it. So he said you're going to add to your faith. After you given diligence, you're going to add to your faith. What am I going to add to my faith? I'm going to add virtue to my faith. What does
yeah,
that word
yeah.
virtue mean? Meaning virtue is to have moral excellence, to have goodness and righteousness. To conform to one's lifestyle and conduct. Hallelujah. And have some ethical principles. Have some morals about yourself. Hallelujah.
You,
virtue. You know, we've talked about that virtuous woman. What is she? She's righteous. She's got a spirit of excellence on her life, a spirit of goodness. So we're adding, and that's how we begin to learn how to heal in different
hallelujah.
Areas of our lives.
because we're adding daily. We're taking off this old man and we're putting on some new, we're putting on a new man. We're taking off these old garments and we're putting on some new garments. You know, you can't put no, you can't put new wine in old wineskins. You got to, everything have to be new. Ah, you know, Messiah. And when we come to Christ Jesus, we're taking on a new nature. We're taking on the divine nature. So some things we had to change habits with in the world. You can't do that in Christ Jesus, because he's given you something. He's given you the comforter, the Holy Ghost that dwells on the inside of you. Guess what? That means you have power. You have power to resist the devil. You have power to talk to your flesh. You have power to talk to your children. You have power to talk to your mates. You have power to talk to your brothers and sisters. You have power. Hallelujah. That's what the Holy Ghost is. It's power to refrain.
Yes, it is.
It's power, hallelujah, to contain yourself. Ah, glory to God. That's
Thank
what it
you,
is.
Jesus.
So we don't have healing for our issues because we don't have, many of us don't have the Holy Ghost. The Bible says, pure mind by way of remembrance. Remember that God pulled you out of that pit. Don't go back into that pit again. Because
right.
God may not have mercy upon you that time.
God will have mercy on whom he will.
But God has to see that you're diligent in your efforts to change. You're diligent in your efforts to walk upright before him.
Right.
You're diligent in your effort to denounce some things. We don't have to succumb.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to succumb to the things of this world. He's already made an escape route. And that's why you got to stir. Those of you that have the Holy Ghost, you better stir it up.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sister Ruby, Prophet Darlene on the line now. Some of us are some folks is preaching and teaching this gospel without the Holy Ghost. And that's why you're not able to witness them walking uprightly, walking circumspectly before God. Because
guess
what? A lie ain't nothing for them to tell. They'll deceive you every day. And they're coming as angels of light. They're coming to deceive you. Because
guess what?
They haven't added nothing. And they can't, and even if they, you can't even try to add nothing without the Holy Ghost. Because you can't live right without this power.
Mercy.
I'm here to tell you, the Holy Ghost is a transformer.
Yes, it is. It's a light giver.
It's a sustainer. It's a provider. It's a road map.
Yes, it is.
It's a navigator.
It'll navigate
you out of the waters. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Bible says, I've already made a way for you to escape. He said, I already stand against them. Hallelujah. I don't know how folks is preaching and teaching the gospel without the Holy Ghost. I couldn't live right without the Holy Ghost.
Ain't
Hallelujah. I couldn't preach and teach this gospel without the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
I can't do it. It's impossible for you to live right. Yes, some people have morals. Morals is not the Holy Ghost. Morals is not the power of God. Morals will not sustain you in that day.
It won't do it.
So he said, I'm at 2 Peter chapter 1. We're at verse 5. He said, add to your faith virtue. We told you what that word virtue was. And then he said, and to virtue knowledge. What is knowledge? Knowledge is to acquaintance with facts, truths, or principles, as from study or investigation. Then it says awareness. You have to be aware. You have to be alert. These people will lure you into a pool, and you don't know how you got there. Itch your ears, the Bible said. itchy ears. We're being seduced and don't even know it. Ah,
okay.
Word of God. Ah, the Bible said in the last days, men was going to be lovers of pleasures more than lovers
Jesus.
Of God. Ah, he said we were going to have itchy ears. Ah, we're seeking for something new. We're seeking for a new anointing. Oh, well, there ain't no new anointing. Hallelujah. The anointing is the gift that dwells in you. If you stir up this Holy Ghost, it will be renewed. But some of us are letting it lay dormant. Some of us are in a state of stagnation. And that's why we don't have healing. That's why we can't overcome. We're up today and we're down tomorrow. Happy today and sad the next hour. Hallelujah. Praising God at 3 o'clock and at 4 o'clock we crying, woe is me. That's a spirit. Do you know spirits are transferable? Do you
Amen.
Know a person got a spirit of lying on them? That spirit will transform on you. If they got a spirit of whoremonger, that spirit will transform on you. If there's a spirit of depression, do you know it will transform to you? These spirits have to go somewhere. Ah, hallelujah. And if you invite them in, they'll come in and sup with you. Ah. But the
Amen.
Only thing should be supping with you is the word of God and this Holy
yes.
Ghost on the inside.
Yes.
Jesus. Some of us need to go back to the water. We need to go get rebaptized. Hallelujah. We better watch the Bible. Sister, when we get that scripture, evil communication, corrupt good manners. Y'all want to say, well, why is she preaching like that? Why is she? Wait, because you know what? The Lord told me to go to 2 Peter today. He said, Andrew, there's no healing for them. You know, Moshiach. Because some of them don't even have the Holy Ghost.
My Lord.
I said, Lord, I hear you. This is not something I created. I was going to let Dr. Singleton's healing relationships take play today. But the Lord took me to 2 Peter. He said, he said, guess what? They're already partakers of my divine nature. They've already escaped the corruption that is in the world. But you can't go there. That's just like a dog going back to his own body. When God has freed you and God has released you, you better stay clear from jokers. I don't know who this word for today, but the Lord told me. He told me after I couldn't get healing relationships, I said, Lord, where do we go to close this house? He said, take them to 2 Peter chapter 1. Ah, glory to God. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue and to virtue knowledge. After you receive some goodness, after you receive a moral excellence with God, then seek for some knowledge. Hey,
yes,
you don't know more
yes.
stuff. After you have gotten that knowledge, then he said, and to knowledge, yet still added, temperance. What is that word, temperance? Temperance. Moderation, the dictionary says, moderation of self-restraint. Restraint
yeah.
in action.
Yeah.
Self-control.
Yeah.
Habitual moderation in the indulgence. I like that. So you have to be moderate in your indulgence. You can't fuck with everybody. You can't break bread with everybody. Ah, God, I bless you.
Oh, my Savior.
I bless you today. The Bible said, know them. I keep on trying to preach this to y'all. Know them that labor. See, folks don't want to hear this kind of preaching, mother.
I know it.
Hallelujah.
I know
you don't want to hear this kind of preaching. You know why? Because this flesh wants to indulge in what it won't indulge in.
I know,
this
right.
This flesh don't want to submit. The Bible says, submit yourself.
Yes.
To those that have, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourself. That's Bible. That's
Amen.
Not me.
Amen.
So into knowledge, temperance. and to temperance, patience. So after you get some self-control, then you have to have some patience.
Yeah.
After you are moderate in your indulgence, then you need some patience. What is patience? An ability or willingness to suppress restlessness or annoyance when confronted with the delay. So just because God didn't bless you with the home you wanted, I'm going on back out here and indulge again. He didn't bless you with the right husband. It would have been the right husband if you'd have waited on God.
That's right.
But when we let our flesh dictate to us,
that's
right. I hear you, Lord. I was once a victim. I was moving on my flesh. I'm going to testify about this. Yes, got involved in my uncle warned me. Bishop Winston warned me. He said, age your weight. Well, I had been in holiness 17 years. I'm like, wait, I've been waiting all this time. Yes, indeed. He told me to wait. I said,
wait.
Well, what do you mean wait? I've been waiting up in here all this time. Wait. I'm still waiting. But I decided. His flesh decided it wanted a husband. Didn't last long. It sat dead in the army, mother. 2 years. That was it. It was over. The man was a smoking crack, and I didn't even know. Hallelujah. But when my eyes became open, glory to God, it was over. Okay? I'm like, no, I'd rather suffer the affliction of with the people of God. I was a victim.
I felt pain because
of his flesh. But if I had waited on God, waited and not been moved by my flesh and my emotions, I was a young woman.
Right.
I'm almost 60 years old now. I can go on and be with Jesus. Now, I'm not saying that the Lord would have to send somebody today, baby, because guess what? Oh, I got some knowledge now. Jesus, I have temperance. I got some self-control.
Thank you, Lord
Jesus. I know how to walk in moderation.
All right.
I know how to take it to Jesus and leave it there. I know what it takes to contain this flesh. I know how to push back my plate. Yes, I do. I know how to push back my plate. I know how to call on Jesus for myself now. Hallelujah.
All
right. Glory to God. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He said to add knowledge, add temperance, and to temperance, patience. To patience. Watch this last one. And to patience. No, that ain't the last one. I'm sorry. Godliness. What you mean? You got to conform to the wishes of God, not your wishes. But, Lord, what do you delight in today? If you want me to be single for the rest of my life, Lord, so be it. But if you want me to have a mate, God, make sure he's holy and make sure he's speaking in tongues. I'm going to have to hear him speak in tongues. Not no tongue made him create it. I'm going to have to know that they got the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
And to godliness, then you got to have brotherly kindness. You got to be kind to your brothers and sisters. To brotherly kindness, charity. What is that word, charity? All that is love. You got to love unconditional. You can be selective of your love, not when you're in Christ Jesus.
My Lord.
You got the love. You can't shut up your vows of compassion and mercy. You have to love whether you feel like it or not.
Yes, Lord.
No, you got to go beyond the call of duty. God
told me to share this with you all today. And I don't know everybody that's on, you know, Messiah, that's on this line.
Praise the Lord.
It's time, people of God, for us to obey God. It's time for us to be aware and be alert.
Yes.
And be able to discern. It's a funny thing. The saints discern everything about somebody else, but they never discern anything about themselves.
My Lord.
How can I discern every spirit on Sister Ruby or Mother Charity or Prophet Darlene or my sister Dawn, but I never discern nothing on myself? Something wrong.
My Lord.
Huh? Hallelujah. Now let's read these last two scriptures. It says, verse 8 says, for if these things, Mother, be in you, if you've added all these things, and they be in you and abound. But you can't be in you. When they abound, you see the fruits of it.
Yeah,
you see
you
the
do.
Workings of it.
Oh,
that's
yes,
how
you
abound.
Do.
They make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he, verse 9 says, and I'm finishing, but he that lacketh these things,
oh God,
is blind.
Lord,
if you lack any of these things above, my Bible ain't saying my Bible, Adrian Bible. I don't have a Bible, so my Bible don't say this. The Lord's Bible, the Holy Bible, say if these things be. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. What does that say? What does that say? If you don't have these things in you and they're not abounded, you're like a blind man that can't even see.
My Lord,
you have forgotten that God cleansed you up one day. God purified your heart one day. God allowed you grace and mercy. It was extended to you. And you decided that I'm not going to obey God any longer. I'm going to do what this flesh want to do.
Oh,
when
God.
You do that, then guess what? You're heading for a great fall.
That's right.
You're heading for a great fall. But verse 10, I got to read this last one. Therefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence. Hallelujah. Give an earnest effort. An earnest effort to accomplish, to make your calling and election sure. The Bible said, be earnest and give great effort to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall.
My Lord.
Did you hear that today, Mother?
Amen, amen.
Prophetess Darlene Dawn, y'all on the line
amen.
Today.
Amen.
If you do these things, ye shall never fall.
Never fall.
If you do these things,
If you add
diligently, if you add faith, if you add virtue, if you add knowledge, if you add temperance, if you add patience, if you add godliness, if you add brotherly kindness, if you add charity, if you add all these things, the Bible says, and they abound. Make
all
sure
right.
they're living. Make sure they're not stagnated. Make sure they're not empty. Make sure that all of these things are abounding in your spirit, man. And therefore, you can command the blessings. That's why
folks
is walking around with issues and they have not been healed.
first thing, you need the Holy Ghost. Then if you're
not walking, thank you, Jesus.
You're not walking in it, if the Holy Ghost is laying dormant, and I can tell you how you find out if it's working. Hallelujah. If you can do any damnable thing and you're never ashamed and you never go back and repent to God, if you can defraud and deceive your brother and sister, if you can gossip and lie and backbite, if you can make mockery of God's word, then guess what? These things ain't abounding in you. They're not abounding
in you.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
You're
deceiving people. You're pretending. You're perpetrating. God. Lord,
Jesus.
You need some heavy assignments.
Yeah.
Some of these assignments, God, and some of the time God gave me a word, I don't know where he's going to go. I didn't have no notes. All I had was a few definitions.
Thank you, Lord.
I can't get Dr. Singleton on today. The message is not playing. What would you have me to say to the people today? And he took me to 2 Peter chapter 1.
Yes.
If these things abound, you will never be barren in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. See, the Bible say at the name of Jesus, every knee. He say, I've given him a name that's above every name.
Oh, yeah.
You know when you call on the name Jesus, angels are dispersed. When you call on Jesus, the blood is applied. When you call on Jesus, hallelujah, life is resurrected in your spirit.
My God.
Jesus is our advocate. Jesus is our mediator.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And I don't want to throw nobody off. But at the name of Jesus, there's power in the name of Jesus.
Oh, yes, it is.
God is our creator, but God sent his son, Jesus, to redeem man back. He came in sinful flesh. We were redeemed by the blood of Jesus.
Lord.
You better try to invoke the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus, every knee gonna bow. At the name of Jesus, every tongue gonna confess. At the name of Jesus, there's power in the name of Jesus.
People start
invoking the name of Jesus. Woo! And that's another thing.
Thank you.
That's why we don't have no power either, because we ain't invoking Jesus. We ain't calling on Jesus. We saying, God Almighty, God. Well, when you going to call on your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Jesus! When you call that name Jesus, something begin to happen on the inside. Because guess what? God has sanctioned that name. That name is a holy name. That name is a deliverance name. That name is a healing name. By his stripes, in Isaiah said, by his stripes we are healed. Whose stripes? Not God. Because God is a spirit. No man has seen God at any time. The only God man you're going to see is Jesus. Jesus. He said God,
man.
The Bible says God is a spirit, and him that worship God must worship him in spirit and truth. Hallelujah. God sent his son, Jesus Christ. That's who. Stripes we are healed by. Jesus stripes. Let me stop.
Hallelujah.
Because I feel this thing and I'm about to go into another area and God didn't assign me to go to another area today.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. I'm doing what he's given me to do. I'm saying what
the
Lord has spoken in my spirit to say. Hallelujah. May the Lord watch.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Man,
is a strong power.
Mm.
A strong own tower. The righteous run in, and they are safe. Woo! Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Eyes have not seen, Mother. Neither have ears heard what he has prepared for us. We better go back. I think we need to go back to the book of Acts. We need the Holy Ghost, and it needs to be active. You need to activate this power. Ah, the only reason you ain't activated is you don't have it, baby. You don't have it. I'm careful of where I go. I'm careful who I let import and download into my spirit, because the Bible said there are spirits many, and they've gone out to deceive. If it was possible, they would deceive the very end.
If it was possible.
Hayonomoshaya. Oh, glory to God. Sister Ruby, I gave her scripture to get. I don't know if she got it, but I'm done. I done did what the Lord had put my spirit to do today. I am done. Glory to God. Sister Ruby, bless the Lord.
John chapter 3, 3:11. That's the only one I found there.
Can you read that? Hey, read it for us, Sister Ruby.
You got me messed up here. I don't know where I'm going at from here. Wait a minute. Wait, 1 John, I'm going to, what did I say? Oh, 2 John 11. Third John, the third epistle of John, that's next to Jude.
All right.
And 11, I found this one. Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that does his good is of God, but he that does his evil have not seen God.
Okay.
That's what I found.
All right. Amen, amen. Well, you know what? And in our closing, let's go to, we're going to close on Jude. And that's that next book, before Revelation, Jude, right after what Sister Ruby read in 3 John. Hallelujah. Verse 3 says, because Jude only have one chapter. Amen. Verse 3 said, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly, earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained. They were ordained to this condemnation, Mother, Sister Ruth. Ungodly men turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness denying the only Lord God our Lord, Jesus Christ. I'm done. Jesus.
Lord, my Savior. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yeah, God, you gave me this word today.
Yes, Lord.
To close out healing for our issues, God.
Oh, yes.
You said if we add these things, we won't be barren and we won't be unfruitful. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. There will be healing for all of our issues. But we got to add.
We got to continue to add.
add. God, we bless you today. We thank you, Lord God, for this word today. I pray that somebody, will go back to the altar, that somebody will get this Holy Ghost, that somebody will be baptized in Jesus' name, that somebody will repent, that somebody will turn from their ugly ways. That somebody will denounce the kingdom of darkness. Come over into this marvelous light. This is a marvelous light. Oh, God, convict. We need a change, God. We need the Holy Ghost. We need your power. We need that power, God, the power from on high. You said after the Holy Ghost come, we shall receive power. Okay. Oh, God, I pray that you give your people power today. Power to resist the devil. Power to put them to the flight, God. Power to denounce the hidden deep. Power, God, to come against wickedness in high places. Power, Lord God, to come into this life. Power, God, God, to declare and decree. Power to denounce the hidden things. Power, God. Hallelujah. We need your power, God. Help us to mortify these things that's in our flesh, God. Help us to mortify our members that's on the earth, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us to pray for one another. Help us to intercede, God. For you said in the last days, hallelujah, there would be a great falling away, God. It's already it would be in the street, God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Pleasures more than lovers of God. You said when they knew me, they didn't glorify me as God. They became vain in their imaginations, God. They became vain in their imaginations, God.
Oh, Lord.
Hallelujah. They did those things.
Pleasing
to your God. Men with men and women with women. Working those things that are an abomination. And when they didn't retain you in their knowledge, God, you gave them up. You gave them up to these vile affections. Oh, God, keep your hands on your people, God. Keep on, hallelujah, making a way for us to escape, God. Keep on giving us a word to preach and teach. You told Timothy, Apostle Paul told Timothy to be instant in season and out of season. Preach the gospel whether they want to hear it or not. Hallelujah. Teach it whether they want to hear it or not. Sound the Lord, God. Oh, God, we lift up your leaders all over this country, God. Oh, God, let them go back to prayer, God. Let them go back to fasting, God. Let them go back, to rebuking and exhorting, casting out, hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
We thank you for your word today, God.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Opening up
Jesus, help us, Lord.
Help us, Lord. We need you.
Oh, God, strengthen your people, Lord. Strengthen your people.
Heaven is in my spirit. God is going to do something.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wickedness
thank you
in high places, God.
Thank
said, I'm going to bring the high places. He said, I'm going to bring them down.
Bring them down.
God is going to bring the high places. Any high place in your life, don't let God bring them down. You bring them down before God bring them down. Because
oh
when God,
God
bring them down, he going to destroy everything.
Oh,
God giving you
oh.
an opportunity to bring it down today. Don't let God do it. Don't let God do it. I just tell you today, whatever it is you need to get rid of, God is giving you an opportunity to get rid of it. I don't know who's going back on the archives to hear this word, but guess what? God gave me this word today. Hallelujah. Warning before destruction. God always sent a warning to his people. Hallelujah. Hey. All right, Mother. Go ahead, Mother. Get on in here. Hallelujah.
Oh, I'm already here. Praise God. Amen. Lord, have mercy. That's the word. Amen. Mm. That's the word God gave you, and we need that. We need it. Hallelujah. I need it. Don't make no difference how old that you get. You still need the word of God. The word of God can always find you where you need to come on up in the Lord. Hallelujah. I certainly have enjoyed those words of life, I'm telling you. Amen. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Because the flesh, long as we are in this body of clay, this flesh don't want to do what's right. You got to always try to keep it under subjection at all times.
Yes,
so that flesh is no good thing in your flesh. The Lord told us that.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But the lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, that's all that's in your flesh. Hallelujah. So we got to work on it. We got to work on it. We got some pulling off to do. We got some putting on to do. Hallelujah. Oh, I praise the Lord. The word is right anyhow. Hallelujah. It's right. Thank you, Jesus. So like they say, sometimes when the word comes along and it finds you where you need to come on up in it, if you can't say amen, say ouch. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And don't let it come, when it comes along again, don't let it find you in that same spot. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Oh, glory to God. So we got some work to do with this flesh. Long we is we in this body of clay, we got something to do in helping to stay on the will of God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, right. Yeah, you was right on it. You was right on the money, I tell you. So God is good to us. Hallelujah. Amen for you, I tell you. I thank the Lord for his words today. Amen. Praise God. So God bless
you,
and y'all pray for us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, Mother. Mother been in this thing a long time. Hallelujah. She got some scriptures in her that I can't even pull out because of her experience, because of her wisdom, because of the knowledge that God has given her.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Sister Raven, Prophetess Darlene. Hey, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We ain't got but a few callers on here today, but this word is going to resonate again.
Amen.
Praise
the
Lord. Good afternoon. God bless everyone. Hallelujah. I truly give honor to God. I give honor to Angeles Bernard. I give honor to Sister Ruby and each and every one. I'm laughing because I was in a deep sleep, and the Lord woke me up and said, get on the line. And so I was, you know how when you sleep, you're out of it. And so I pushed the button and got on the line, and I heard you bringing forth the word. And I thank God because God told me this week, he gave me the word flesh, and I wrote it down. I said, what you want me to do with it? Do you want me to look it up? You want me to teach on it? What you want? He didn't give me no instructions, so I just wrote it down in my book. So by Wednesday, he said, go to 1 Peter. And read the whole book of 1 Peter. I read it before, but I want you to read it and really read it.
Yeah.
Dissect it. I went through it. So I read it. That was yesterday.
Yeah.
So then I said, when I got finished, I began to think, and I said, I'm going to go back in it again, and then I'm going to read 2 Peter.
Ha-ha!
So I said, I'm going to read 2 Peter today. And so when I heard you, you were on your second verse. I just want to say, first of all, I thank God for this ministry. I thank God for you. And don't never fret when you don't have a speaker or you didn't plan nothing, because God said the word is inside you. You give us just what we need at all times. And that's all I kept hearing for you. Don't fret. Don't get upset. Don't get worried. Don't get, you know, in a frazzle. Don't get, you know, worked up, because God said the word is in you. Sometimes plan to have a speaker, or sometimes you may plan to have it this way. God said he's shifting things around just the word. He said he'd be shifting things around, and I'm trying to keep calm here. But he said, don't worry about what it looks like. Don't worry about what's happening. Don't worry about what's going on and what people are doing. He said, just continue to stay focused, because the word is in you. And you gave us just what we needed on today, because it's lining up what God is talking about the flesh. On Monday, I spoke on the Holy Ghost book, Acts chapter 2. And so God is dealing with me with power. And he told me I have to go back into building the power, the Holy Ghost, and the flesh. These are the things God is talking to me about. So you're on one accord with the Spirit. And you gave us some sound doctrine. You gave us the Word of God. And we, that was on the line, we got some good food. But those that go in the archive, they are going to be encouraged, delivered, and set free. God is saying time out for the things people have been preaching, watering down the word, and different things that's playing. It's time for us to get our issues straight. That's why you had those issues, and get delivered from some things. And God is saying to us, it's time for us to kill our flesh. And so I just want to encourage you and say that you are definitely, definitely in the Word of God. You definitely preach the Word of God. You definitely come with, you know, the other day I was just listening to you. I said, Lord, I tell you, God is doing a new thing in you. And I thank God for that. He's doing a new thing. He took you to a new place in the natural. Hallelujah. And a new place in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Yes, and you're not for no foolishness. You never was. But now you really ain't fooling around. You now you ain't really playing with people. You're going to tell the bishops, the apostles, the pastors, whoever they are, the Word of God, the true Word of God. And if they don't see it, receive it, you shake the dust off your feet and keep it moving. Keep it moving. Because you don't have time for those spirits to be attached to you. So we thank God for the world on today. I thank God that he woke me up. And when the first time he woke me up, I got to tell you, I went back to sleep. I was tired. And he woke me up again. I said, oh, I know not to play. Kill that flesh and get on the line. Hallelujah. I had to kill that flesh because it was a word that I needed to hear. Hallelujah. Sometimes we try to act like we don't need to hear something, but it was a word that I needed to hear. So I knew I had to kill my flesh and said, get up and hear the word of God. So I thank God, you know, I thank God for what he's doing in this ministry. I thank God for what he's doing in my life. And truly, these are the last days, and it's time for us to pray and fast like never before. It's time for us to really examine ourselves. It's time for us to be real with ourselves and let some of those things go, let all of them go, those things of the past generation curses and everything. Last night I was praying on my prayer line, and I told people to pray for the family. And it was instructions that I was giving out, and God said, you pray for the family. And I began to pray for the family, and I know God did something new in the families. And I know God was hearing the prayers that we were rendering up last night with a sincere heart. And God is saying to us, our heart got to be right, our mind got to be right, our spirit got to be right. And so I just thank God, and I just wanted to say, when you said about power, sometimes we don't have any power, but sometimes you got to get your power restored. You got to get, just like you can't ride around on half a tank of gas and think you're going to ride around for 5, 10, 12 days for that same half a tank of gas. It's going to run out.
Come on.
And you're going to be on E, and you're going to be in a standstill. You ain't going to be able to ride. So we got to get a refilling of the Holy Ghost each and every day. Through praying, through fasting, and being careful who we connected to, because sometimes we can be filled up with the gas, hallelujah, with the spiritual gas, I always call it, be filled up with the Holy Ghost. By the time you talk to 5 or 6 people, sometimes you could be vexed and drained if you're not careful. I thank God for the power of the Holy Ghost in you. I thank God for the power of Holy Ghost in Mother, Sister Ruby. And I just thank God for the Holy Ghost. And I just I thank God because I'm asking him to fill me up each and every day. And, one more thing I want to say, I thank God for the word of Jesus, because there's something about the name of Jesus. When you call on the name of Jesus, demons have to flee. When you call on the name of Jesus, every knee has to bow. When you call on the name of Jesus, you will have power. Ain't nobody call on Jesus and say it seven times in a row and nothing happened. Hallelujah. There's something about that name. Our names may sound nice, but there's nothing like the name of Jesus, because it's healing in the name of Jesus. It's deliverance in the name of Jesus. It's joy in the name of Jesus. It's strength in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's something about the name of Jesus. So I thank God that I call on the name of Jesus in a time of my trouble, and my flesh will be delivered. My flesh will be healed, and God will turn things around, and I will have the power of God when I call on the name of Jesus. God bless y'all.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
God always confirmed his word. He said, my word is never gone. It won't go out and return unto me void. Hallelujah. Yes. Sister Ruby, yes, God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Lord have mercy.
That was a rhema word. The Lord been giving it all week.
Hallelujah.
He's not only giving us the rhema word, he's telling us how we can apply it if we want to. He gave us the whole roadmap.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I just thank him and praise him that we have to examine ourselves. And, you know, I find out for me that it's a process. And
that's right.
Faith to faith. You know, I find out, you know, when I first, I didn't have no faith. But then when situation, you get face to face to face to face, and then you learn, and then you say, Lord, I'm going to follow you. But one thing I learned about Jesus for myself, he's a merciful God.
Yes, he is.
All you have to do is repent. And let sorry for your sins, and that you have grown up and you have passed that particular test. That he can give you that again, and you'll pass it with flying colors. But
thank you, Jesus.
And fall in and on and
Lord
on, and you didn't get it. You know, you didn't pass, so it kept coming back and kept coming back. That's the test. That's the mercy of Jesus Christ. His mercy is new each morning. And I said, Lord, I believe it is great. And plus with Peter, and then the Lord took you to the book of Acts. I thought you were going to go further, but you said you didn't want to go into the next part here. But I'm saying when you went to Acts chapter 1 and 8, you know, it tells you about the power. But all the power, everybody in the New Testament, it was fulfilled in Judea, in Samaria.
Thank you, Lord.
Holy Ghost is working all through us now. We're in that group.
All right.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. So I just thank him for the opportunity because he knows everything.
He does.
Minds down here. Turn them around if you're not in his will, because he's sure going to have his will to be done.
Amen.
I say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you how you move on your saints and your people.
Help us, Lord.
And I said to myself, as when I first came into the holiness and the body and the word and the family of God, you know, his kingdom building, it said, you know, you'll be drinking milk. You know, you'll be drinking milk. But after a while, he keeps saying that you need to get some meat.
Yeah.
All right.
Some meat. And it always remind me of a process. It reminds me of process because I'm saying, if you're a prostitute, if you sleeping, whatever your situation in life was before you got saved in this flesh, the Lord will call you in and want you to be part of his family, but you got to strip you, but it's a process.
Process.
And I say, Lord, I thank you because now I'm accountable. And I say, he say, if you love me,
If you love me,
And that's St. John's 14. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And he gives it to us.
Said so.
Lord, I thank you because, you know, we for me, I can look around like, oh, okay, I know I'm call myself saved. I know I'm this, I know I'm that, and I'm working for the Lord. But I got all these foxes.
Yeah.
You know, all these foxes running around up in me. You know, it's saying they just don't want to go.
That's what they're called by, the little foxes.
Yeah, the little foxes. So out of heaven. Lord, take them from me. And I said, show me these foxes.
Thank you, Lord.
So I thank you, Evangelist. The word, the Lord had you with the word. He going to have what he want to have. That's why we always were saying, please, saints, pray for God's will for this broadcast.
Yes,
for God's
Lord.
Will. Not our will, not Evangelist's will, not my will, not your will, not the Block Talk Radio will, but God will be done.
God will
come in and show us ourselves. So
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
That was awesome. I'm saying, you told me look for a scripture. I ain't found no scripture. I said, Lord. But the Lord is awesome because the scripture I went to, you kept looking over there and you went to Jude. So I say, Lord, you know, you're awesome.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, he is.
So before you say, I'm closing out. Sister Ruth, forget that. And then I couldn't find the manner. I kept looking for it, you know, evil communication. And I kept looking, and I was just anointing, I guess. So I said, I'm going to St. 3rd of John and 11. And here the Lord had you to go over there. That wasn't the final closeout. He took you to Jude.
Mm-hmm.
So listen, the Lord is operating. He's running this broadcast. And one thing I'll say, Evangelist, you do let him run this broadcast. So God bless y'all.
Thank you. Hallelujah, Lord. I bless you.
The compliment coming from me, huh, to you. I say,
Lord,
yes, it is. I say. But I wanted to say, Prophet Darlene told you he's taking you to a higher level. We was talking this morning, and I said the same thing. So, you know, it's confirming, not all what she said, but I know the Lord has elevated you more. I say in my spirit. I feel it. The anointing.
Ah,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
No more foolishness, no more fret. Ooh, the word is coming. Who lack it or who not? Take it up with Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. My charge is going off. Thank you, Jesus. If I drop off, you ought to know why, because my charge is going off. I hear it beeping.
All right, Mama. Well, we love you. We appreciate you. I'm going to Don. Don? Sister Don? All right. She on the line anyway. Well, we thank God for what our ears have heard today, and I pray that you take this word and let and hide it in your heart. That scripture I was looking for, Sister Aruba, is 1 Corinthians 15:33. It said, be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. So anytime you find somebody with evil communication, the Bible says it's going to corrupt your good manners. So be careful who you're around. Amen. So we thank God for the word. We have just been having a beautiful time. We don't know where the Lord is going to take us next week, but just keep us in your prayer. Remember tomorrow, Saturday morning, if you make the sacrifice, you get on with Minister Billy Burns. She come on at 8 o'clock Eastern time. Remember Mother Charity prayer line, and remember Prophetess Darlene prayer line. In the name of Jesus, we're going to ask Prophetess Darlene to close us out with a word of prayer. God bless you all. We'll see you on Monday, Lord. We'll have a beautiful weekend in Jesus' name.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Darlene.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We bless your holy name, God. We thank you, God, for your word today. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Let us be doers of your word, God. We thank you, God, for keeping us, God. We
thank you
for the activities of our limb, God. We thank you for the article of our speech, God. We thank you for being a way maker, God. We thank you, God, for the woman of God that brought the word forth. We thank you for using a God.
Yes,
oh, God, that you forgive me forever. Sin, God. Lord, we just thank you, God. We thank you for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We thank you for a mind to pray, hallelujah, and a mind to stay in your word, and a mind to fast, and a mind to pray, hallelujah, and a mind to do right, God. Oh, God, I ask that you touch the woman of God, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, everything that went out of her, God. We ask that you restore, put the virtue back in her, God, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Catch her from the crown of her head, even now, God, to the bottom of her feet, God. We speak restoring in her body, God. We speak strength in her body in the name of Jesus. We ask that you breathe on her, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you continue to give her revelation, hallelujah, and wisdom, hallelujah, and knowledge, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, God, that you continue to keep her, God. We thank you for, God, that she's in perfect health and perfect peace in the name of Jesus. We proclaim right now, oh God, we proclaim increase spiritually and financially in her life. We proclaim that she shall continue to look to the hills from which her help comes from, and her help comes from you, Lord, who made heaven and earth. We proclaim that she'll continue to teach the gospel in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you catch Sister Ruby on today. We ask that you continue to keep her focused, God. We ask that you continue to cover in your blood, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I ask you to continue to stir up, God. When she gets weary, God, you lift her up, God, in the name of Jesus. Because the joy of the Lord is her strength, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God. We ask that you continue to touch Mother, God. Oh, God, continue to fill her with your presence, God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to speak to her, God. Her charger may went out, but her Holy Ghost power didn't go out. So continue to guide, lead, and protect her, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you remember Sister Dawn and her children today, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, she may not have said nothing, God, but, God, you speak through her, God, in the name of Jesus. Give her a word in her ear today, God, in the name of Jesus. Lift her up on today, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus, we're calling on that name, Jesus. It's something about your name, Jesus. When we call on that great name, Jesus, hallelujah, demons have to flee
hallelujah.
At the sight of their name. So we're calling on the name of Jesus. We ask that you cover this ministry, New Destiny Ministry, with your blood, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you cover the lines, God, with your blood in the name of Jesus. We thank you for every speaker, every teacher, every preacher, God, in the name of Jesus that has came
hallelujah.
On. Hallelujah. We ask that you continue to keep them, God, in the name of Jesus. Keep them in your will, God. Keep them in your way, God, in the name of Jesus. Keep them praying, hallelujah, in season and out of season. Keep us praying, God, in the name of Jesus. I hear you saying it's time to really pray. It's time to pray even more, God. Let us be focused on prayer. Show us how to pray, God. Show us what to pray, God. Show us, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, what to pray for, and who to pray for, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God. We bless your holy name right now. We lift you up right now, God. We thank you for taking us through this week, God. We thank you for every word that was given on this week, God. We thank you that we delivered, and we're proclaiming that we're delivered from our issues, and that we're walking on in you, God. We're walking on in newness. I proclaim everyone that has heard the word on this week, we are delivered from our issues, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, wash us, purge us, God, in the name of Jesus. With his, God, create us anew in a right spirit in you, God. In the name of Jesus, wash us, God. Cleanse us up, God. Cleanse our mind. Cleanse our heart, God, in the name of Jesus. That we won't do things, that we won't sin against you, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let our speech and our talk be about you, God, in the name of Jesus. Every conversation that's not of you, God, we ask that you cancel it in the name of Jesus. We ask that you, God, let us speak your word, God, in the name of Jesus. Let us be a doer of your word, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us to repent and turn away. Help us, God, to go forth in you, God, in the name of Jesus. Catch the fivefold ministry on today, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you deliver our Mama Shandai, the fivefold ministry, God. Bring us together on one accord, God. Move out the seams in them and all of us that's not of you, God. God, bring unity. Bring love, God, in the name of Jesus. Let us have compassion in our bowels. Let us have love for our brother, love for our sister, God, in the name of Jesus. Let us love our neighbor, God. Let us love our enemies, God, in the name of Jesus. Love those that despitefully use us, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, for what you're doing, God. We thank you for what you have done already. We thank you, God, that we're going higher on next week, higher in the word, higher in you, God, in the name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, and we give you all the honor, God. We ask that you continue to look down upon the bereaved families everywhere, God. God, we come against the spirit of suicide that's running rapid, God, in the nation. We come against it with the blood of Jesus. God, heal the minds. Heal the minds. Heal the hearts, God. Let them get rid of the issues, God. Let the people get delivered, God. Cancel the assignment of the enemy that wants to come up in the minds and commit, may have the people commit suicide. We cancel in the name of Jesus. Right now, we just thank you, God. We ask you to bless every broadcast that's led by you, God. Every prayer line that's led by you, God. Every church that's led by you, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you take over this Sunday, God, in the churches, God, that unusual thing happen, God, that your will be done in the name of Jesus. Even on this line, God, we ask that you continue to take over. We ask that you continue to guide the woman of God. Let her continue to be your mouthpiece, God. Continue to use her, giving her those topics and those subjects to preach on in the name of Jesus. Lord, let her continue to bring forth the word, hallelujah, and great power in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We come against every retaliation spirit, every hindrance spirit, every drawback spirit, every spirit that will try to come up against her and her family. We come against it with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We call and cancel every assignment out that the enemy has tried to do upon her and her family in the name of Jesus. We thank you, the blood covering is upon her. Continue to give her traveling mercy, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, that she is the head and not the tail, and above and not beneath, in the name of Jesus. Continue to touch her sister, God, Danielle, God. Continue to touch her, God. Continue to keep her, God. We thank you for the release that's coming forth soon. We thank you, God, for the celebration, hallelujah, that's going to take place, God. But why she in there strengthen her, God? Why she in there continue to speak to her, God? Why she in there to continue to cover her, God? In the name of Jesus, we ask that you continue to go through the prisons everywhere, God. Catch, God. Heal, God. Deliver, God. Oh, God, keep the spirit of suicide out the prisons, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We praise you. And we give this evening back to you, God. God, you deserve all the glory. Hallelujah. And all the honor we give to you, God. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. So we thank you, God. Hallelujah. We're going to praise you in season and out of season, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Oh, God, we praise you right now. We give you the honor. We give you all the glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Have a blessed day. We're going to close on out with Break Every Chain by Tasha God.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, use it, Clarence.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power.
We know where it is to break every chain, break every chain. Come on, say to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There's an army rising up. There's an
weekend. Love you. Oh, glory.